Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Mr. Jeff Budd here to talk about Whale Fest.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jeff. So you're a busy man, and you're good with the social stuff. You're like the fun things. With the wearable arts and now with Whale Fest. So Whale Fest, most folks are familiar with it.
We were just talking about 28th year.
28th year. And yeah, so it's a science symposium for the everyday person and for scientists. And while we're going to have time later on in the next couple days to talk with folks about all the fun science and speakers that are happening, you're here to talk about all the extra fun stuff that happens with the symposium.
The social events is what they're calling
it. Yeah, so much more than just science. It's also hanging out and having a good time with all that science, too. So Whale Fest itself, the symposium aspect of it, the lectures and whatnot are happening from November 1st through the 3rd, but the kickoff starts earlier.
Correct. It'll be on Thursday night. There's a free movie, and it is titled A short film by Kimberly Peacock and Lloyd Peacock Jr. It's Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Doors open 6:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. It's about an hour movie, and it's supposed to be really, really good. They used it for their some graduate work they were doing.
All right.
And I think they're from up north.
What was the title of the film?
It doesn't say. Well, I can scroll down. Am I allowed to scroll down?
Absolutely.
All right. Hang on, everybody, while I'm scrolling down. Dun, 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 dun. I'm not so good at the computer business. Whoops. I'm still scrolling.
All right. So that is at
Harrigan. Here we go. I got it.
All right.
Almost. It's all about the happy people, a tale of joy and life around the sea ice.
All right.
A short film by Kimberly and Lloyd of, how do you say it again?
I think it was of Utqiatvik.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And that was her master's thesis research, and they're both homegrown and self-taught. They're photographers and videographers. It should be really good.
Awesome. So that'll be happening on Thursday nights. So that's October 31st.
Yep,
so
7 o'clock.
Well, yeah, so you can, if you have, go out trick-or-treating early with the kids, and then by the time it gets nice and dark and really chilly, head on over to Harrigan Centennial Hall for this kickoff film for the happy people around the northern sea ice. And then on Friday night, what you are very famous for, I guess, in town, of being the one who speaks of the grind.
It'll be the Whale Fest grind.
Right.
Yep, and it should be a good one. I don't know if we've been doing it 28 years with them, but the grind has been working with them for an awful long time. And it's going to be a good show, Los Castaways, which is Lily Garza's band. And she's a treat, and all of them are. Hank Moore is going to be here, and I think he'll have an accompanist with him. Ted Howard will be playing. He has somebody with him. The Sitka Studio of Dance will have some dancers. Ruth Ann Routon, a young woman, I think she's in fourth grade, will do a song. Lena Kapp from the Science Center is going to do a reading. I guess we can tell you what it's called. The title is Call Me Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ukulele group, Jeannie J's group, and then Mia Carter will have and she's a Science Center employee as well as Lena is, and she'll have a bunch of singers with her too. So it should be a good show. And Robert Woolsey, your own Robert Woolsey, will be the MC for the Whale Fest grind.
Excellent. And is that also going to be at Centennial Hall?
Yes, ma'am.
It's part of Whale Fest?
It's $5. Our tickets are at Old Harbor Books. I don't know that we'll sell out, but it's always crowded, so I suggest that you go down and get your tickets at Old Harbor Books.
Yeah.
There'll probably be tickets at the door as well.
But err on the side of caution, and swing down to Old Harbor Books to get those tickets. And what time does that start for the Whale Fest grind?
Doors open at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. And it's on Friday. It's not on Saturday. That's the difference.
Between
the time, and we'll have a dessert potluck or things like that. People are encouraged to bring some desserts so they can get spread around as wide as possible.
Excellent.
So if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. And then we'll have the coffee and all the other stuff, too.
All the standard fare that we've come to expect and enjoy with the monthly grind. Just Friday night instead.
Yes, ma'am. And it's 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7. The show's 7:30.
Perfect. And there's still even more social events happening. So we've got the movie night, the film fest starting on Thursday. We've got the Whale Fest grind on Friday. What do we got on Saturday?
There's stuff even before that. There's a Tongass Tongass to Table Wednesday from Wednesday?
It's for next week, though.
Next week. Thanks. 5 to 7 at the Sitka Sound Science Center. I have to register online. That's $50. There's a snorkel and sauna. You have to register with that. There's a student art show Thursday, 5:30 through Sunday at 4 o'clock. That's free. The Whale Fest film we mentioned. What do we got here? They have their market and cafe that always goes on, which is a treat. They'll have a wildlife cruise. We have the grind. We just talked about that. Norm Campbell is doing a scientific illustration on Friday and Saturday. You have to register for that. They have the fun run. They have the behind the scenes it's titled Behind the Scenes of Science. It's all about the Sage Building. And that's free. That's Saturday 9 to 11. And then there's a trivia night on Saturday 7 to 9. They've moved that to the Harrigan Hall because it's getting popular. I think you have to register. And if I got it right, they're going to have you have your team, but they're also going to give you one of the scientists.
Oh, you got every team's got a ringer on it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that'll be good. And then they're going to do a necropsy. You can say it better than I can.
Necropsy?
Thank you. On Sunday from 8:30 to 11:30, and you have to register for that as well, and there's a fee for that.
Okay, so, lots of stuff going on.
Tons.
For folks who want to register for things, we're talking about going to SitkaWhaleFest.org, and that's going to have where they can register and learn more information about everything.
I went on there and registered for 3 of the talks. It's easy. You just punch what you want to do, and then give them your credit card.
Excellent. Yeah, so all of these, so a number of things are free to attend.
Yep.
Some of them will require that pre-registration because they're probably going to be popular things to do. Another one of those free ones, though, was the trivia. We were saying that's going to be...
Well, trivia is going to charge them $15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
But that's better than 50.
That's true.
Right.
So for Saturday night's trivia, that will be also at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Ma'am.
What time is that going to be taking place?
It says Saturday 7 to 9 o'clock at Harrigan. Online, register online for $15. And it's a marine trivia night.
Okay, marine
trivia.
So that
could get pretty...
It could get... Well, that's where they're saying you're going to have a scientist with you.
I hope that's right. If not, I'm in trouble.
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to study up a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll be good for... Yeah, everyone getting into the groove of it. You've already had a full 2 days of WhaleFest taking place. So you're in the maritime, you're in the marine mindset. So
and if you go to some of the lectures, you might get a few hints. I have no idea.
Ooh,
I'm just wondering. I'm not going to try.
It'll be fun nonetheless. And usually a very popular event, so Wyatt's in Centennial Hall taking up a lot of space. So probably one of those you may want to register in advance as well for that.
And I guess you can have a team.
Oh, yeah. Register to have a team in advance.
Yep.
If there's scientists on the team, I doubt you'll be able to, pick who your scientist is. It's the random assortment of who you'll get to compete with.
But you can pick your teammates and
there
maybe
you
find a ringer in there, too.
There you go. Make sure you find the one who got, all A's in science class when they were in high school and make sure you... make friends with them, bring them into the team, give you a little leg up. So we've got all these things are happening Thursday and Friday, Saturday night, with the film fest, the grind, trivia. And then during the day is when we have a lot of these other things happening.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So typically it's going to be happening during the mornings. So
And afternoon.
The speakers are in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then for the kind of the social aspect of thing of like the 5K fun run and walk, that'll be Saturday morning. We'll have the snorkel, all those things. Those are going to be outside of when the lecturers are going to be taking place. So you get to have the best of both worlds. Again,
you can
the fun
be busy.
Stuff. Oh, you can be very busy. So you can do the fun stuff and you can do the fun educational stuff as well.
Yeah, it should be. The speaker, the thing I like about the speakers is they're scientists, but they have been trained to talk to regular, normal mm-hmm. people and not be talking in stuff I've never heard of. And then you have a 15-minute, they talk for 45 minutes, 15 minutes of questions, and then they go on to the next speaker. Mm-hmm. And it's always fascinating. And do we have, I tell you my favorite one.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this was years and years and years ago. A man recorded whales, and he was trying to see if he could figure, 2 years he did this for. He could trying to figure out if he could interpret what they were saying, and at the end of the 2 years, he could not. But he tried.
Yeah, but it's the journey, right? Yep, journey, not the destination. So
it was a good talk.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fascinating thing to try to do, too. Yeah. So, and for this year's, that was, I think, a couple of years ago, it was looking at acoustics and the sound of the sea. So this year, with shifting boundaries and new horizons, what was the description for that?
This year, we follow how life is on the move in a dynamic ocean, explore how our tides, to land and water change as animals redraw their ranges.
Excellent.
So I guess we have different fishes and whales coming up here or going farther south.
Everyone's trying out new things as things are changing around them. Well, that'll definitely have some really interesting speakers. So there's three speakers taking place on Friday, three on Saturday, three on Sunday. That Whale Fest Marketplace and Cafe is taking place at Harrigan Centennial Hall all during that time. And then before the lectures, we've got all these fun things to get up to, and then the evenings are taken up too. Like you said, we can be really, really busy next weekend.
It's always a treat.
Excellent. Well, for more information on the details on all these events and registering is sitkawhalefest.org. And then, stay tuned there's definitely going to be more updates on the community calendar and I think on the morning interview too with some of the more fun aspects that were happening here at Whalefest. Well, Jeff Budd, thanks for coming in sharing the good news of all the fun things we have coming up next weekend for the 28th annual Whalefest.